That was hide from Eve Egoyan and Mauricio Pauli's Hopeful Monster. The fourth band is Enfer's Gross Rock with Mon Travail, Mon Anno et Ma Perseverance. like to shift gears to the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. On September 30th, the team made history as they confronted the University of Michigan Wolverines, one of the top American collegiate hockey programs, at Yost Ice Arena in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where the Red Leafs were crushed 8-1. Today, the SFU Red Leafs hockey non-conference team is in Colorado Springs, Colorado, where they will take on another NCAA Division I team, the Colorado College Tigers, which play out of the National Collegiate Hockey Conference tomorrow night. The puck drop at Ed Robson Arena between the Red Leafs and Tigers will be at 6 p.m.
We know the variants of concern are much more contagious.
COVID-19 as well.
COVID-19.
Feeling overwhelmed? COVID-19 has many of us struggling with self-isolation, financial hardship, and uncertainty. Now more than ever, it is crucial that you stay informed about how to take care of your mind. Anxiety Canada is a non-profit organization that works to provide you with resources to help improve your mental health. Just like any other skill, healthy coping takes practice, and Anxiety Canada is here to help. Visit anxietycanada.com/COVID-19 for free, evidence-based digital resources on how to cope and where you can get help. Take time to focus on yourself, and remember,
you are not alone.
I would like to make several corrections on the MBPA's donation to SFU's teaching support staff union. It wasn't just the National Basketball Players Association. The Toronto Raptors have also pitched in to a grand total of $10,000. Also, it was lunchtime today that the Raptors player and MBPA Vice President Garrett Temple joined the SFU TSSU's picket line at the Harbor Center campus. Now I would like to do an exclusive interview with a fellow CGSF volunteer, Linda Koyabu. Linda, can you hear me? Okay.
Hello. Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for inviting me, Steve.
So, this is a rare opportunity to be an interviewee.
I know, right? This is so great to be on the other side. I'm in the hot seat, folks. Yes. Yeah, so this is DJ Medi, and I host the Wham Bam East Fan Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. So, yes, thank you, Steve. And we're going to talk about sports today.
Yep, fire away.
All right. Yeah, so I'm going to be like interviewing the Raptors. They have a game today. I don't know. Is it like an open rehearsal? What is it?
It's a. I believe it is a practice at 6 p.m.
Yes.
The event was sold out within a couple hours.
Yep.
After the SFU Athletics opened the tickets.
That's right. Yes, and it was by donation, and the students just got it, and I'm sure some people got some exclusive right tickets right in there since they work at the athletics department. So
yeah, I would not rule it out.
Yeah, no worries. But like I said, I still get to go watch it. I don't know if I get a seat, but I'll be in the media section.
Oh, beautiful.
And after the game, I'm able to ask some questions to the coach and maybe some players. I don't know which players, but Steve, I wanted you to help me out with what kind of questions can I ask the coach?
Well, let's find out.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I don't know if the not Raptors have a new coach, but
they were
actually in Damian Lillard's sweepstakes as I believe it was either the GM
mm-hmm.
provided a comprehensive package to the Portland Trail Blazers.
What?
But they said no, and Lillard was dealt to the Milwaukee Bucks in a three-way trade.
You know, I actually have a Portland Trail Blazers jacket when back in the day. I don't know, what kind of sports were you sporting, you know, when you were a kid in high school? Were you wearing any?
When I was in middle school, I used to wear a Blue Jays jean jacket.
Blue Jays?
In my high school, I was more of a Canucks fan.
Yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. All right. And then what about for the players? What can I ask them?
Well, how will the Raptors be better this season? Well, I'm not an NBA fan, but the thing is that from what I understand, they have struggled in the last several seasons.
Right.
Especially after their 2019 NBA crown.
Oh, I see. So just how can we make this team better sort of thing? Maybe I'll do that for the coach. And then, for the basketball players, I know some of them are quite tall. I'm hoping my camera is going to be like, I have a little, right, like stick here. So maybe I have to put it out to the max to talk to them. But yeah, like I said, any questions off the top of your head for any of the basketball players that are quite tall?
You might want to ask Pascal Siakam, who is one of the stars, on whether he wants to stay with the team after his contract expires.
Oh, wow. I'm so glad you're in the know. And I feel so bad that you can't make it to the game. Yes, I invited Steve to come because I thought he could help me out with the questions here. But I'm going to be by myself and I'm going to give it a go. Apparently, I'm going to be in this media scrummage. So I guess there will be other media people as well. So I'll be together with them and hopefully I can get a question in there. Maybe not. That's okay. But just the experience would be fantastic. I don't know. Have you ever interviewed anyone famous, Steve?
Anyone famous? I interviewed Amar Doman, who's the majority owner of the BC Lions.
Fantastic.
Elizabeth May, who was one time the leader of the Green Party. I think it's a different lady now.
Okay. And you wanted to talk about the SFU football team.
Yeah, I mean, there were some disturbing developments before the announcement was made.
Right.
Apparently, they used it wasn't just the athletics department. It was also the administration at the head honchos in the administration who decided to get rid of the program due to its high cost. I believe it's in six figures, even more than that.
It's so crazy because they just made this beautiful field. This beautiful, right?
Like, yeah, it was built in 2019. not just for football, but for soccer as well.
Yes.
But football is... It was their crown jewel.
Yes.
And the last game I saw, Schrumble, that was the last game they've ever played.
Yeah, and it was a great game. I heard it was like, I didn't get to see it because I had to work. But everyone kind of told me about it, that it was a great game.
Yeah, like UBC, I think they were the better team on paper. But SFU had the Thunderbirds right where they wanted them, but they blew in the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
But for...
And how do you feel about that name change from the Clan to the Red Leafs?
Enough people had problems with the old name.
Right.
Even though the Clan, it's a CLAN, it's not KLAN. So, I mean, technically, it may not be like a racist or a dangerous name per se.
That's right.
But
it never was. That's right.
But
people,
But the optics was poor. Right. Optics were poor, I believe.
Right.
So I have no opinion either way.
Okay, but the Red Leafs are good?
Yeah, I mean, yep. The Red Leafs are, they're okay.
I know. I was rooting for the Highlanders, folks, just so you know. I thought the Highlanders would be super cool because we're up on the mountain at SFU, and I thought it would be totally fitting. But nope, they went with Red Leafs, and we're going to go with that.
Yeah, I would have been okay with either one. I would have been okay with the three choices.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Okay. Yeah, so what else do you have going on here, Steve?
Well, I'd just like to discuss more about the SFU football team, which was unceremoniously canceled on April 4th, but the work started early this year, maybe even late last year. Mm-hmm. But it just seems that the athletics department just did not try hard enough to give the football team a conference to play in. I mean, yeah, I understand that having SFU to play in two conferences, like NCAA, Canada's U Sports, where most of the football players want to play in, will present its challenges. But, I mean, there was a report from, I believe, Bob Copeland about the viability of the SFU football program, where there will be a non-refundable fee in six figures with no guarantee SFU will get in. Mm. I mean, technically there's no guarantee, but why would U Sports reject SFU's application since, I mean, the Red Leafs have no partners in Northwest Washington. Well, they have little to no partners in Northwest Washington to play in. I mean, football has dwindled in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. That's why the Red Leafs, along with Central Washington Wildcats in Ellensburg, Washington, and Western Oregon Wolves in Monmouth, Oregon, went to the Lone Star Conference. However, I think the LSC had issues of playing SFU since they play out of Canada, not United States.
And I signed that petition, so I know most SFU students have also signed that petition after the news, right? Do you think in the future we'll come back?
Well, I can't hold my breath, to be honest, because I'm not really sure if Bob Copeland, who was hired by SFU, is truly an independent observer. I mean, for the SFU athletics website to provide a link for the report along with its summary, I mean, it is better than nothing.
Yep.
But I wonder what their motivations are. Perhaps they want to wash their hands clean of reviving the SFU football, but I could definitely be wrong. Let me look about how much would it cost to U Sports.
Okay. While you do that, yes, I believe it will come back in the future.
I really hope so.
Yeah, but yes, because I think there's a lot of students that really are pushing for it. So, yes, like you said, SFU didn't try hard enough.
Actually, on page 56, schools can hold dual membership in NCAA Division II and U Sports. It's just that their bylaw 7.3.1.7 requirements are satisfied. So it is a possibility, but Let me look at the cost here.
Sure.
We don't have too much time.
That's right.
Okay. So SFU's contribution to football is like $438,250. That's what it was. But obviously, getting rid of all that money, just because it costs a lot of money to operate a football team every year due to a lot of players and its poor performance, I think it's really disingenuous, because, to be honest, the football program wasn't the only team struggling. Football program was not the only team struggling under the SFU umbrella,
mm-hmm.
such as men's basketball, where the head coach is Steve Hansen,
yes,
who is the husband of the former athletics director, Teresa Hansen. I think they just won one game last season.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So football got sacrificed due to its poor performance and cost.
Right.
Regarding Teresa Hansen,
yep.
She left her job as the SFU athletics director in August.
Mm-hmm. So do you know who the new one is right now?
Let me find out.
Yes. Yeah, it was every year. We get changes and we get to see new faces. And
okay.
Yeah.
Their interim director is Erin Beto Combe. She's the senior director of athletics and recreation, but is an interim. She's an interim.
Right.
She's an interim senior director.
Okay. We'll see how she does for this year. And I guess we'll just keep tabs and see what's going on in sports.
Yep. Have fun in tonight's Raptors practice at SFU's West Gym.
You know, I asked if I could come in a dinosaur costume, and they said no. So, because I do have a dinosaur. I thought that it would be hilarious to interview, right, one of the Raptors with a dinosaur costume. Anyways, thank you so much, Steve, for inviting me to your show.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you for listening to episode 39 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it is a Voice of the North.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1.